information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Up North News with Matt Kreitlow starts now.
All right, let's start this hour. We're going to talk about primary elections. The Wisconsin one is next week, Tuesday, but several states had primaries yesterday around the country, including some battleground states that are covered by some sister outlets to Up North News. So by way of background, Up North News was started under the parent company known as Courier Newsroom. Courier operates eight such state-based outlets in Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin. Hope I'm not forgetting anybody. Over in Michigan, it's called The Gander. And Isaac Constance joins us now from Michigan, from The Gander, to talk to us about the results of the primary elections there yesterday and the significance that might have, not just on the Wisconsin primary, but also on the general election, as everybody looks at who won and lost yesterday. There were some big advances for conspiracy theorists and Trumpers and what have you. But there was also a massive setback in the state of Kansas, where voters overwhelmingly shot down an attempt to remove, you know, abortion rights protections from the Constitution. So a bit of a mixed bag, but we're going to start with Michigan. Isaac, thanks for joining us. Pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. Good morning. Yeah. Didn't get too much sleep last night.
I'll bet you didn't. And I appreciate you giving us a little extra time today. To get into the Michigan primary, there was a similarity in Wisconsin that almost rocked the gubernatorial primary here. And that was with just one candidate, Tim Michaels, who filled out his nomination petition incorrectly. And as a result, could have been kicked off the ballot. And we, as we reviewed at the time at Up North News, you know, people have been kicked off the ballot for such things in the past, most notably not getting enough signatures because, you know, once you cross out the duplicates or the ones that were, you know, garnered improperly, they didn't reach a threshold to qualify for the ballot. So, Isaac, before we even get into the primary, much like in Wisconsin, you guys had the problem of candidates getting knocked off the ballot writ large. You had many candidates knocked off the ballot. What happened?
Right. Well, this primary was crazy from the get-go. We had the favorite and the second favorite. That's James Craig, who is the former chief of police in Detroit, as well as Perry Johnson, who's a self-proclaimed quality guru, ironically, get kicked off the ballot for not having enough valid signatures.
Wait. The quality guru got kicked off the ballot for signatures? You can't buy that kind of a cell phone. That's great.
That's just scratching the surface of a crazy election year in Michigan. But we had three other candidates as well get kicked off. And, you know, that led to a splintered Republican Party from the jump. James Craig, actually, that's the former Detroit chief of police. He actually attempted to run a write-in campaign for the primary. Then we had another who formed a new party and was trying to run in a third, a third lane. So it was a crazy year.
But all told, five candidates, potential candidates, wasn't it 10 that were announced at the time?
Yeah, half of the field overall.
Wow, that's like one of those bike crashes in the Tour de France where suddenly there's a pileup and, you know, your front runner and some others are not there and you have to deal with the leftovers. So the leftovers are in the field running for the hope to run against incumbent Democrat Gretchen Whitmer. And so take us through, briefly here, what that primary looked like and who emerged from it last night.
Right. So you had four big candidates. One was a former Western Michigan football player and chiropractor who made a lot of noise at the outbreak of COVID-19 about how restrictions were affecting the business. You had another who was a prominent business owner and car dealer in southeastern Michigan, had numerous instances of racism, sexism reported against him. Another was Tudor Dixon, who, of course, ended up taking the primary last night. She was a former TV news anchor and
they're the worst.
And an actor. And she has really risen to prominence because she's had intense backing from the DeVos family, which is kind of the head honcho of Michigan politics from the conservative side of things. So Dixon wound up taking it. The whole thing was up in the air up until Trump endorsed Dixon. And that really united the party.
Wait a minute. Donald Trump endorsed the attractive media personality who would spew his talking points. I'm shocked. I'll take care of the editorializing. Don't worry. But I still, you know, as soon as I, you know, saw that and saw, you know, again with Kari Lake in Arizona, you certainly you have the makings of a party that is not yet even close to being ready to breaking from former President Donald Trump. Isaac Constance is our guest with the Gander in Michigan, our sister outlet to Up North News there. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk a bit more about now the general election campaign of this, you know, Trumper going up against the incumbent Democrat. Similar situation to what we may find in Wisconsin next week and some of the other races and those parallels here in the Great Midwest. We'll be right back. You're up north.